Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, we just finished the test out for the 10-week challenge. So when you start up, you do your baselines, your biceps, your legs, your push-ups, count, all that stuff. And then today was like the final results. Like, how'd you do? Did you gain or lose results and all that stuff? It was cool. I'll have to pull up the numbers later, but my arms got 1.5 inches bigger. My legs got 2 inches bigger or smaller. I can't remember. But dude, my number of push-ups almost doubled. My number of sit-ups went up like 40%. And I've done nothing different other than going to these group classes. And I still did a decent amount of like stuff at my beach gym. I just gonna call it my beach gym because I don't want to give other brands that free promotion for where you just put in your headphones and then do your own workout. But like, I haven't needed that accountability to like show up and do something each day. But what I do need that support and encouragement from is when I'm tired, I'm worn out, and I just don't want to work any harder. I need that extra like coach or instructor to shout out like, let's go, keep going. Or to see my classmates like just putting out that extra sweat and that extra hard work and to not give up. I'm like, okay, I can follow the herd mentality. I can keep up with this. And so like, I thought I was in pretty good shape, but like everything got better. Like the wrong numbers went down, the good numbers went up. And just to see the staff and to like help explain like, oh, what's a BMI? Like, how does this work? Or like, you know, is this good? Like, because I don't know some of these weird numbers. They have like an in-body scan. So you put your hands on the handle and then your leg is on the electrical thing. And it just figures out like your body mass and like all your stats. And the guy was like, no, this is up. This is soft. Like, dude, you're crushing it in this area. And like, just to see like from like a person with, like, I generally don't know like how to look at my kinesiology and my biology. To see them like, no, like, dude, you're doing this, you're doing that, like, you're doing great. Like, here's how you're crushing it. If you want to work on something, you'll keep doing this and keep this habit. Like, but no, like, you're golden, man. Like, you're, and just to see, like, and to hear that for me was really encouraging. But then to hear them do that for other people, they were like, oh, I don't know, I didn't meet my like 30 pounds last goal. And they're like, dude, you lost 20 pounds, you're crushing it. Let's keep it up, let's keep moving. Like, no matter who they're talking to, they are encouraging, they are upselling. They're engaging, they're loving on, they are creating this positive, supportive community. I love that. The staff here are so good. Man, I'm just stoked about it. I was at first excited about my results, but then to see like how the coaches treated the members, like, let's go. This is awesome. So tonight, of course, after every good challenge where people are putting in the hard work, tonight is the celebration party. So I was asking about, you know, what's the attire, what's normal. People are like, hey, come as you are. Some people like to wear suits and ties. Some people are jeans and t-shirts. Just come, whatever makes you you. So I'm like, oh, let's go. So I don't know what I'm wearing tonight, but all I know is people are excited to have you. People want you in. People want you a part of the community. And that's a throwaway buzzword. Like, that's such a... For those who don't know the health and fitness space, that is like a catchphrase, buzzword. It's a corporate talk without it being a company, like a corporate company. But like, community, let's get you plugged in. You know, we have a great support system. Like, those can be buzzwords that mean nothing. But when you see like the Facebook group that these members have, when you see how the staff treat each other, how they pump and crank the music and people are excited to have you, like, oh man, like, I'm stoked for it. I cannot wait for this. And just talking to a few of the members, some are like, yeah, this is my second challenge. This is my fourth challenge. One guy told me he's doing the January challenge. I'm like, ooh, that sounds good. What's that? He says, well, it starts in January. It ends in January the next year. So it's a 12-month commitment where I think he means paid in full. That's how I read it. But where people like sign up and they realize, you know, you can do something for 10 weeks and like you give yourself an out. But man, like, it doesn't... The last thing you want is to get into a business that after 10 weeks, you lose all your customers. That is a hard business to win at. But when you have people that are self-signing up for monthly recurring memberships, sign up for 12-month memberships, that are wanting to be plugged in for the 2-year horizon, And some people that just want the 10 weeks and they're like, yeah, not for me. Just to see all over the map that people are recommitting and reselling and re-engaging. I'm salivating. Like, this is a party. This is a party I want to be at. I want to be a member at. So I'm stoked about it. I got charged my $159, $75, something up there. But I am so glad the seller can take my money, because this is a great, it happens to be a business that will help pay me, but no, this is a squad. Like, this is something I can smile about. I'm just beaming from ear to ear right now. So let's rock and roll. Time to go home, shower up, be a dad for a few hours, and then tonight get all fancy for the 7 p.m. party. And dude, the way I'm feeling right now, I want to get dressed up. I want to bring my tens and just be alive. I'm not a suit and tie guy, but when I'm with people that bring me more life and more enthusiasm, like, oh, I don't want to wear flippy flops. I would totally want to rock out in my tie. I don't know what that looks like yet. We'll find out. But good day, great challenge, great staff. A handful of members volunteered. This is a well-oiled machine. This is a tribe where the members really want their tribe. So this is stellar. Can't wait for it. Peace out.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.